Prime Minister Tony Blair won a key vote in Parliament today on plans to toughen anti-terrorism laws in Britain. The new rules, which passed comfortably, will make the glorification of terrorism a criminal offense. Criticism of the bill has been fierce, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The last few months have been a difficult time for Tony Blair and his government. Before this week, he'd suffered three defeats in Parliament in as many months, one of them at the last presentation of this bill. This afternoon, though, he heard the words he wanted to hear in the House of Commons.
The ayes to the right, 315. The noes to the left, 277. So the ayes have it.
The government's terrorism bill had been drafted after Islamist suicide bombers killed 52 commuters on the London transport system last July. The bill aims to make it easier to prosecute groups or individuals encouraging terrorism, but was defeated last November when members of Parliament rejected proposals to detain suspects for up to 90 days without charge. A compromise of 28 days, double the current limit, was included in today's revised bill. The main sticking point with the revised bill, though, was the proposal to make glorification of terrorism a crime. Some MPs, such as William Hague of the Conservative Party, accused the Prime Minister before the vote of simply trying to look tough.
Mr. Speaker, wouldn't it be better to have a watertight law designed to catch the guilty rather than a press release law designed to catch the headlines?
In a heated exchange, Tony Blair stood by his government's proposals.
I'm afraid honourable members are going to have to understand that when we take out any reference to glorification in this statute today, people outside will infer, I'm afraid, that we have decided to dilute our law at the very moment when we should be strengthening it and sending a united signal that we're not going to tolerate those who glorify terrorism in our country.
Blair pointed especially to the demonstrations in London a few weeks ago against the Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, where placards were carried that Blair says openly glorified acts of terrorism. Critics say the inclusion of the offence of glorification are unnecessary. They point to the conviction of militant Islamic cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri last week for inciting murder as evidence that current laws are sufficient. Muslim civil liberties campaigner Zulfi Bukhari said the law is going to cause real problems.
Does that mean the Palestinian cause can no longer be accepted as a legitimate resistance struggle? Does that mean if somebody in Egypt fights against the repressive government there, that can't be accepted? How could you pass a law when you haven't defined glorification or terrorism? And that's going to be quite confusing for the Muslim community and worrying on how this bill is going to be interpreted.
Analysts say that today's victory, coming 2 days after the Prime Minister was able to win approval for introducing identity cards in Britain, goes some way to reasserting his authority. After three defeats in Parliament, pressure had been mounting on Blair to hand over the leadership of the Labour Party sooner to his heir apparent, Finance Minister Gordon Brown. Blair has said, having won three general elections, he will not contest the next one. Today's bill now must go to the upper house, the House of Lords, for final approval. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.